Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Looking for resources and services related to vision loss? The trained staff of the American Printing House for the Blind Connect Center Information and Referral Line are here to help. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit our website, aphconnectcenter.org, to access our community calendar, our directory of services, as well as our websites. The APH Connect Center, providing resources to guide children, parents, adults, and job seekers who are blind or visually impaired to greater independence and success in their lives. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit aphconnectcenter.org for more information.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Central, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. This is your host, Michael. We have a great show for you tonight. Yes, we do. Welcome to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're live from Orlando, Florida. And for all those folks who are tuning in for the first time, welcome aboard. We say we're the bridge That's right, the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. And all those folks, don't touch that dial. If you listen on the radio, don't touch it. I think you'll really enjoy the show. Matter of fact, I'm even going to say, I know you're going to enjoy the show tonight. That's right. Before we get started, let me introduce you to the players tonight. To my left, my beautiful wife, co-host, Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn?
I'm here. Thank you, Michael, for the introduction. And welcome, everybody. Welcome to the May 16th edition of the Blind and Beyond radio show.
And about 50 miles away from us in his home. Well, this guy, what can I say? He's a magician. He's a magician. He's a music man. He's the man. He's Big Dave. Dave Hildebrand, are you there, co-host?
Hello, hello. It's me. Good to see you guys again, and welcome to the May 16th edition. It should be fun, and I've missed you guys. It's been a month.
It has.
Well, we miss you too. And in the studio, our engineer, our producer, he's back. Thank God. Goodness gracious, he's feeling great. Chris Shaw, are you there, Chris Shaw?
Hey, stop that. I'm on the air. Hello. Hey, hey, I'm sorry. That was Donald Duck over here with me. I'm sorry. Donald, sit down.
I heard that.
Stop. Let me. I'm sorry. I got Donald
Duck. Crazier than ever.
Yeah.
He's still sick.
Welcome back,
Chris. How's everybody doing?
Great, man.
We're doing.
I can tell I hear it all in your voice. You sound good. You sound great. You sound wonderful.
You too, man. Yeah. Sounds like you got a duck in your throat, though. Yeah. Or a frog.
I got a duck in the throat, right?
That's that.
Hey, Lynn, you got a shout out today?
I have just a couple. Maybe Chris has some too. And Dave, I have a couple. I wanted to wish Nigel Rickards in South Florida a belated happy birthday, and a belated happy birthday to Vernon Humphrey. Those are my shout outs. How about you, Dave?
Hey, happy birthday, Nigel. Hope you're doing well. And let's see, a shout out to my lovely wife, who is feeling a bit better. I hope she's listening. And let's see, well, to my good friend Neville and Terry and Marcy in Pittsburgh, PA. And more to come.
Okay.
Well, I only have one shout out, and that's to my good friend Dawn and Charles. I hope Dawn's getting better soon. Can't wait to see her.
Indeed.
Charles will be guest co-host.
Yeah, Charles
Sunday.
Will be our next week's
next
co-host,
Sunday,
guest
yep.
host.
Call in, Charles. Say hi.
I only have a few shout outs. Before I do anything else, I got to give a shout out to a wonderful, great woman who helped brought me into this world and raised me, man. Happy birthday going out to my mother, Jamesetta Shaw, up in Chicago, Illinois. Happy birthday going out to, you know, mama, my OG, my lady, my mom.
Happy birthday, Christmas.
Happy
mom.
Birthday, mama.
Okay. Happy birthday, mom. You raised a good kid.
Don't tell her that because she's going to get mad because I did.
Not playing a happy birthday song to your mother?
I did raise the bar.
Yeah. And the check's in the mail, too, by the way, buddy.
So all the birthdays for the month of May, I got a whole list of family in the month of May. So I'm just going to say happy birthday to everybody. Not everybody, but everybody.
There you go. That's a bunch.
Oh, there it is.
It was in the background
happy
plan.
Happy birthday. Yeah.
So our good friend, Steve Lynn Morris, Stephen Wonder, come on. Happy birthday to everyone in the month of May. God bless you. Happy birthday. And I'll send you some cake through the mail.
There you go. It's the thought that counts. We don't know what condition the cake's going to be in by the time.
Right. I got no parts on that part, but it's been sent.
It might be just fine. Who knows?
That part.
Let me give out the phone number in case anybody wants to call and say hello to us. Like to hear from people. Phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. I'm going to discuss something in this show, and I would like to hear people's suggestions. When you're blind or visually impaired and you go to the hospital, and don't say, what's the difference between whether you're sighted or whether you're blind? It's a big difference. There we go. Now, it's a big difference. And I can tell you, one who knows, I who know, who's been in the emergency ward many, many times the last few months, and I can tell you, if you are visually impaired or blind, going to an emergency room, it's a big difference between that and your sighted. Because if you don't open up your mouth and talk and be aggressive, well, I feel sorry for those people that are visually impaired or blind and don't talk that much. And don't open your mouth because you'll be left behind, that's for sure, in the emergency room.
I can picture that being true. Now, this is saying that you're the only, you're not coming accompanied with someone else. You're going on your
by
own. And,
no, by yourself.
Yeah, when he goes, right. I just drop him off at the
right.
last door, and he goes in himself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I can see that. I mean, that would be very important to let people know right off the bat that you've got a visual problem, that a vision problem that you're going to need you're going to need help as far as the forms and that kind of thing, and so that you can get that stuff rolling right off the bat. So explain why you feel that there's the differences. So what's your take on it there, Michael?
Well, the first thing is, when you're in an emergency room, they want you to fill out papers. Okay, so
I thought they have a tablet now, don't they?
That comes second. They want to sign it.
Either one would be difficult, though, of course.
Okay, so I always tell them I'm in the system, which I am.
You are.
First thing I do is I give my it's like a driver's license. I mean, it's
state ID.
State ID. And I'll say to them right off the bat, I'm blind, I can't see. So, and by the way, yeah, I sue that. I say I'm blind, and then second I come right back and I cannot see, because some of the people there, you wouldn't Bob. When I used to go on my cane, they had no idea what a cane was in my emergency room. So I told
them, where are you again?
Huh?
I said, where are you again? Do they don't know what a white cane is?
I'm surprised. They didn't know. Organization just up the road that has 15,000
And then
blind to the
eyes. When they finally start talking to you, and they want to take you back to a room where the doctor can see you, then many different rooms and many different things. So they said, come with me. Stand over to the left. Stand over to the right. So there's a chair over there. I said, pardon me, can you tell me where it is? I'm blind. After I told her already twice that I'm blind, she's still telling me it's over there. It's over where. And
well, you got some poorly trained folks, unfortunately, at the hospital you're at. I mean, some are excellent, but it really does sound like there's some people there that are not familiar with
protocol.
You know, working with blind people. Ah, someone.
Yeah, we'll say they're not familiar with working with protocol or adjustment to working with what we would say special needs.
Right.
It's not right. Chris, we're
going to
go to break now?
Yes, ma'am, we are. Yes, ma'am, we are.
We're going to go to break.
And we got a great guest coming up, I believe.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Don't go away. Right back.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback from movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, so you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Living with diabetes can be exhausting, especially when trying to find accurate information and community support. The Diabetes app is looking to change that. The Diabetes app is a free social media platform where people living with diabetes or caring for someone with diabetes can find the community support they need while accessing professional information. Users can access the platform both online and on their phones, giving users the ability to access resources wherever, whenever. With the Diabetes app, resources such as podcasts, live streams, articles, and recipes become easily accessible. Download the Diabetes app today through the Blind and Beyond website under Sponsors, or find us on the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, and at www.thediabetesapp.com. We cannot wait to show you around.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Are you looking for a way to connect with leaders in the blindness and low vision field? Sponsor with VisionServe Alliance to get access to over 120 CEOs, executive directors, and other decision makers. Be an exhibitor at our spring or fall conference to share your products and services, network with your target market, and gain valuable leads from around the country. Want to sponsor right now? Share your services in our newsletter, on our social media, and with live commercials before our virtual events. Find out more and get in contact with us at visionservealliance.org/sponsorship.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, love to hear from you, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Lynn?
Okay, well, this is going to be really exciting. We'd like to welcome for the very first time our new friends, Anthony Saldana and Jason Figuera, and they are producers of two documentaries. One is called Ordinary People, and the other one is called Straight Off the Canvas. They're both documentaries about blindness. So welcome, welcome. And we're going to turn the segment over to Dave.
Mr. Dave.
Jumping in, Dave.
All right. I'm jumping in right now. And I really am thrilled to have you guys on as award-winning movie producers and directors. And let me first reach out to Anthony and Jason. Say hello to the listening audience real quick.
Hey, good evening. How are you?
Good evening, everyone.
How are you doing, Dave?
Excellent. You're sounding good. And first, I just want to say thank you because you're not only Simply Movie producers and directors, but you also seem to seriously have a mission. You've got two movies that you've done, documentaries, that are about blind people specifically doing very important and very normal things, if we can say such a thing. Yes. So especially when I first start talking about your most recent movie, the documentary called Straight Off the Canvas. Is that the full title?
Straight Off the Canvas.
All right. So, and this is not a movie about boxing or wrestling. This is about art.
Which is ironic because I'm a big fan of boxing and wrestling, but our documentary is about visually impaired artists from New York City.
Exactly. So I had a funny feeling that was the case, but I just wanted to make it official anyway.
Appreciate it.
So when did this movie come out?
So we had it aired locally in New York City in the fall, but we're trying to work to get it beyond New York City. So I'll tell you a little bit about Straight Off the Canvas. Straight Off the Canvas is about a visually impaired mother and artist. Her name is Elizabeth Castellano. She was born visually impaired and had surgery in her teenage years, and she regained some vision. She was a passionate artist and followed her passion to become an art teacher in New York City, as well as an artist. And she does amazing work. And unfortunately, like while we were filming her, she had an accident that caused her to retire. And, it was something that we never, obviously it wasn't planned. And it happened before we even started filming, as we were doing the pre-production. So I decided to reach out to the Lavelle School for the Blind, which is a school here in New York City that helps blind children from kindergarten up to age 21, really doing occupational therapy, physical therapy, as well as the other academics to teach blind children these life skills. So I reached out to the art teacher at Lavelle School for the Blind. Her name is Jessica Jones, and she became blind later in life because of diabetes. And she basically teaches her students life skills through art.
Unreal.
Yeah.
So art of all different types, I assume, not just painting, right, but sculpture. Right.
Sculpture, collages. We had
impression
art. She worked a lot with the teenagers. So we have one teenager who really loved high heel shoes. So she would make a sculpture of her favorite high heel shoes that she wanted to, wear. And
wow. So this just goes to show you, folks out there in the listening audience that happen to be blind or losing your vision, there's still plenty of stuff you can do with art if that's something you enjoy, and it can be a great outlet as well. So let me ask you guys now. I understand you met at Queens College up there in New York City. Is that right?
We did. We are Queens College alum.
Proud alumni.
Excellent. And so that school, I'm somewhat familiar with it, but they do have a specialty in like broadcasting and film and whatnot. Is one of their big things that they put out, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
They're really a wonderful liberal arts college in our community, and it's really, really the program does have production, but it also, they really stress the theory of filmmaking, and so we definitely had a good a good foundation once we left to be able to make projects that were that you know would make our you know Queens College as well as our family proud.
Right. Now, Jason, you went to after Queens, you ended up going to Hofstra. Is that right? You got a master's in a bunch of stuff. It looks like here, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I went to Hofstra after Queens College, and I went to pursue my master's in documentary. It was literally called Documentary Film Studies and Production. So I got to study a full 365 course of how to produce documentaries, just from the planning stages all of the way up to distribution.
Okay.
So this was a comprehensive group of classes that taught you how to build, how to literally make documentaries.
And you won a big award on a documentary too, didn't you? Back in like 2010 or something, there was a big documentary that was you won a Telly for, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. I won a Telly for my thesis film that I had done. It was called Access, Democracy in a Digital Age, which was about public access television in the United States and how it's expanding not only in this nation but around the world. So it was a wonderful film. I loved working on it, and I've loved working on these films with Anthony also.
Awesome. Hey, I got to mention our phone number in case someone wants to ask questions of Anthony or Jason. Call in 407-894-1680 is the number, 407-894-1680. So I want to ask both of you guys, you've done two movies about blind people. You know, true life stories, and which I really give you a lot of credit for, because so many movies that are out there are fiction that really bothers. I hate movies. I hate to say this, but I hate movies with blind people a lot of time, because quite often the movie producers just don't get it. You know, they have people counting steps and all this, and it's just I don't enjoy those kind of movies. But these I would be thrilled with. So, did either one of you guys know blind people before you decided to start making these movies, or how did you decide to focus on this? I think it's amazing.
So
Anthony first, maybe.
Yeah, I'll be able to answer your question.
I don't want to leave Jason out though.
All right.
I feel he's got something cooking. He's
okay,
thinking.
I'll let Jason.
Okay.
When I left Queens College, I got a job, and it was not a production job. It was just a daily job. And at the time, no, I did not know any visually impaired or blind people. But I was bored. I'll be honest. I was bored at my job. And I just, when a creative person is bored, he just starts thinking of ideas. And one time I was just at my job, I'm bored, and I'm thinking, I wonder how blind people like perceive art, or how would a blind person how do blind people perceive art? And by me like looking and actually researching the answer to my question, I picked up a book by the name of Ordinary Daylight, and it was written by Andrew Potok. And it was such a profound book that I was just inspired. And I turned to Jason. I went, Jason, there's not too many films or television shows at all in the United States that portray blind people and their ordinary lives. And I don't want to make a fictional movie. I want to tell this as blind people telling their own story. And I realized right away, Dave, I realized that if I wanted to do a documentary, I had to do a documentary about activists, the activists in my community, and what do the blind people in New York City, like, what do they need? And I want to gain credibility in the community. And I knew that I had to. And I would take as long as I could to gain credibility to be able to tell your story.
This is Michael. When you're talking about, as you did the first, your documentary, that's when I saw this radio show. I saw this radio show because no one has ever done a national radio show that regular people that are visually impaired and blind, and most of the people that are co-hosts on this radio show are blind, people like myself that are blind. And we bring to the table the real, and I mean the real people, talking about real things, everyday things,
right.
And that's what the show's all about. It's besides supposed to be entertaining, supposed to be educational, supposed to be informative, and focusing on people that are blind and visually impaired. And
right.
It's great that we have so many sighted people listening to this radio show. That's what we love.
But the fact that you're doing real stuff, you know, about real people in these movies is awesome. And before we get too far off course, though, please give me, if you have an email, not an email, but a web address that people could check out, maybe info on the movies.
Sure, absolutely. So we're still developing our website, but right now you can follow us on Twitter. Our at handle is Straight Canvas. You can also follow us at facebook.com/straightcanvas. And we will have more information coming up in terms of where you can see the film and our website coming up. But I know that you have a lot of listeners out there, and we worked on this film straight off the canvas for the last 10 years. Jason and I, we started this film in 2011. And the film pre-pandemic, to then go back to all our subjects and say, hey, let's talk about the pandemic now.
And right.
It really was a powerful segment that we added to the end of the film. And I hope that we can get the film out to different universities and different organizations. I can actually announce here today that our film, Straight Off the Canvas, will have a slot at the American Council for the Blind convention this July. So you should definitely check out their website to learn more information about their conference this summer, because we're going to be there and we're going to show our documentary at the conference.
Oh, that is so nice. Well, and you've got the documentary Ordinary People too, which I know is older, but that sounds like that's interesting too, about the people that have any connection with the NFB. They'd love that movie. So hopefully, people, listeners will also check that out. So, hey, while we've got a second, I know we're talking business and all this stuff, but you guys have lives outside of making a movie. So, Jason, what do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun?
What do you, my friend?
Well, when I'm not working, I'm usually doing...
that you can talk about,
writing.
You know.
I do creative writing in my time.
Cool.
Because when Anthony had approached me with this project, I was still going through my grad school. And I was like, oh, man, this is going to be pretty cool, because this sounded like, you know, a really great idea. And I said, yeah, I could see myself. I really wanted to go into doing, I really want to serve the community with my skills. And I said, I needed something. I needed stories to tell.
Right.
And when Anthony approached me about this, this was great. So, but always I have been doing creative writing on the side in the hopes of one day starting like my own comic book series and animation series.
How cool.
Okay, everybody hold it right there. We're going on a break and we'll have you back. Don't go away. Nobody go away. Stay right there, David. Don't go away. Nobody will go away. You're going to go to break?
I won't.
Okay.
I'm staying right here.
We're going to have you on radio show. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of Vision Serve Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join Vision Serve Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-vision-serve.
Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right, for all you folks that are visually impaired or blind. You don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and an interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to KeystoneBlind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Protect your head from tree branches, signs, and anything your cane doesn't pick up with a Sunu Band, the first smart mobility aid for blind pedestrians.
It's very discreet. I can scan around with my wrist, and the vibrations tell me where the obstacles are in real time. It's like having an invisible cane for my upper body. It makes it easy to keep social distant, navigate crowds, following waiting lines, and more. On top of that, the free mobile app guides me to places, streets, and destinations step by step. The best part is I don't need to take my phone out of my pocket to use these features. Sunu Band is amazing.
Visit sunu.com and learn more. Use discount code BEYOND40. And receive $40 off your Sunu Band. That's sunu.com, S-U-N-U.com.
Looking for resources and services related to vision loss? The trained staff of the American Printing House for the Blind Connect Center Information and Referral Line are here to help. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit our website, aphconnectcenter.org. To access our community calendar, our directory of services, as well as our websites. The APH Connect Center, providing resources to guide children, parents, adults, and job seekers who are blind or visually impaired to greater independence and success in their lives. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit aphconnectcenter.org for more information.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, 407-894-1680.
All right. Hey, we are talking to Anthony and Jason.
David, I got to stop.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a trivia about great movies played by actors
about blind. Someone in there was blind.
Oh,
yes,
that's cool.
Yes. We're going to do that. I'm going to take this and go further with it. I'm going to run with the ball, but talk about movies that were using actors that were supposed to be blind.
Anthony and Jason Guest? I think David had a question for Anthony.
Yeah, David, you asked your question.
Well, I've got all kinds of questions for these guys, but we were talking to Jason about what he likes to do on the side, and I wanted to hear about Anthony because there's rumor that he has other talents as well as being the award-winning producer and director. So what exactly do you do on the side there, Mr. Anthony?
Well, on the side, just to keep my mind fresh, I mean, I love improv. I've always loved Curb Your Enthusiasm, and when I just decided one day to go out and take some classes of improv, and I've met some great people, and I joined the improv team here in New York City. We do dramatic improv, and before the pandemic, we were performing once a month at a local comedy club, and it was great. And the funny thing is about when the pandemic happened, you'd think that improv would just stop. But now some schools are doing online improv classes, which is a great opportunity because I've met improvisers from all over the country. And I met people around the world through improv. So
really?
I love it because one thing that I love about comedy is just interacting with somebody and having that conversation and creating a story together. So I love improv.
See, to me, improv is like the hardest thing in entertainment. Humor anyway, of any kind is so difficult. So I really give you a hats off for that. So, but before we get going again, I need to, I don't want to lose the opportunity to get a plug for, your new movie, and please give us the web address, and then if we've still got some more time, we can squeeze some more questions in, because I think we can probably give a few shows to you guys. You're awesome, so thanks for making the time.
No, I really appreciate it. As I said before, our Twitter handle is @StraightCanvas, and you can reach us at facebook.com/StraightCanvas. We're working very diligently on getting the website up and running very soon. So.
Well, you're going to have to do that.
Dave, we have time for one more question, if you have.
All right. Well, I think the when you put me on the spot there, let's see. Real quick question. The movie that you did originally about the NFB guys, is that movie at this point, is there a way of accessing that? I know it's been years ago, but that sounds like it'd be something interesting I would like to watch.
Yeah, it is available on YouTube. I cut it down from an hour to 16 minutes, and the 16-minute version is available on YouTube right now.
Sweet. So, I mean, these guys actually make it possible to get a hold of their stuff. Isn't that awesome? Seriously, that is great. So, okay, that's one of the big questions. So,
if I could just get one more thing out. Jason and I just finished producing the audio description for the film Straight Off the Canvas, so it's ready. You know, the audio description really helps tell the story.
I bet it would, for me especially, since I can't see anything. That's great.
Right.
You guys are great. Thank you so much. And don't go yet, but let's I know Michael's got, he's dying for a trivia. Squeeze in that trivia.
No. I can do it when they leave.
Or they can
just participate too.
They might.
Not in the Zoom room and just listen if they want to.
There you go. It's like hanging out in our living room, you know, guys. So.
Okay, we're going to talk right now, trivia, about what we're talking about right now.
We're not doing David's trivia right now. This is something.
No, we'll come back with David's trivia. But right now, I want to ask about. I want someone to call in right now. Two movies. Got to name two movies using actors or actresses doing a blind person.
Oh, that's
and don't mention, I'm telling you right now, don't mention Jamie Foxx, because everybody, Tom, Dick, and Harry knows Jamie Foxx. I want another movie.
Okay.
Oh, you're hard there, man.
That's hard.
Oh, I could think of three or four right
really?
Now.
Oh,
yes.
Wait, I could do. Yes, I can. I did an old one. I just remembered.
All right. Well,
there's at least two or three movies that I could think of right now besides Jamie Foxx. Phone number to call in is
407-894-1680.
407-894-1680.
Hey, do
one count? And if only if after we get callers. If otherwise, we want to get yours and Jason and Anthony get some of their ideas too.
Maybe
so
we'll get one movie.
So let's see. Anybody can guess two movies.
Okay, I got that hotline bling right now. Give me one moment.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Wow.
407-894-680. Two movies that...
Wait a minute. It might be Jason and Anthony.
you know, Jason, Anthony, you guys are super interesting, but it just shows you what it takes to get people to call in. It's offering money and prizes, things like that. It's the American way, my friends. I hate to tell you. That's, you have to bribe, but that's okay. That's okay. We'll take it however it comes.
There we go.
Chris. Tell us.
I want two. You got to name two movies.
Oh, my God.
Don't. You cannot name. No, you can't. Two. And you can't talk. No, I don't want to hear about Jamie Foxx.
Oh, come on. Jamie's great.
I can only think of one right now.
No, I'm thinking of a few.
A few that involved blind people. I won't even start, but there's a bunch of them, that's for sure.
All right, I'm
people
ready.
Think that they,
all right.
All right.
All right, so... we got a call. We call it from two spectrums from the state of Florida, South Florida and North Florida, very North Florida. Matter of fact, the capital of Florida. All right. So we're calling. We got Bill from Delray Beach, Florida. And then we have Elizabeth from Tallahassee, Florida.
Okay. Wow. Who's first?
So we got Bill from Delray Beach. Bill, how you doing tonight?
Bill. So tell me two movies that were actor or actresses that were not blind. But in the movie, they portray a blind person. Give me two movies.
Okay.
You cannot mention Jamie Foxx.
Al Pacino in Scent of a Woman.
That's correct. I forgot about that one.
That was the first one I thought of, actually.
I forgot about that one. Yeah, that's
one.
Okay, and Patty Duke in The Miracle Worker.
That's the one
she thought about, yeah. Well, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from the Subway.
Very nice.
You were good, man.
Thanks for going, Bill.
You did good, buddy.
Okay,
you too. House things down in South Florida, Bill.
Okay. Good night.
Bill, you doing okay?
He left.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you got to give your name and address and send it to you.
That's great.
Let's hear from the young lady from Tallahassee. When she comes up with two others.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Okay. All right. I had another caller to call in, so give me one moment. We're going to put Bill
juggling,
and we're going to talk to Elizabeth from Tallahassee, Florida. Then I got Shirley from Winter Springs. Elizabeth, how you doing?
Hi, Elizabeth.
I'm good.
So, Elizabeth, can you name two movies? Not with Jamie Foxx. Okay, let me hear.
Yeah, sure can. One of them
was
What Love Sees, and it had Richard Thomas in it.
That's right.
And the other one was Emma and I think it was, and it was Elizabeth Montgomery.
Wow, Elizabeth Montgomery, no kidding.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from the Subway.
Smart audience.
Very good. Thanks. Very good. Okay, don't hang up.
Elizabeth, don't hang up. Hold on one moment, all right?
Elizabeth.
Okay.
Elizabeth, is this the first? Yes. I never heard the name Elizabeth from Tallahassee before. Is this the first time you called in?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you called in.
Glad you called in.
And I always kind of lurk, but...
Well, I'm glad you finally, you braved it. See, it was painless, right?
We don't bite you.
I know.
Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening.
Call again anytime.
It pays to call in. See that?
Hold on one moment, Elizabeth. Don't hang up, all right?
I will.
Okay, who else on the line?
All right, then we have Miss Shirley from Winter Springs, Florida. Miss Shirley, how you doing?
Shirley.
Hey,
I know Shirley. Hey, Shirley. Hi, Shirley.
How are you?
All right, how you doing?
I've got two movies for you.
Let's hear them.
Okay. If you could... See What I Hear.
Oh, yeah.
And, that one I know, too. That's good.
That was a Tom Sullivan one about Tom Sullivan, and then there was one called Wait Until Dark.
No.
Wait till dark.
That's Audrey Hepburn.
Audrey Hepburn. That's what I was thinking about. That's
that sounds scary.
You win yourself $10 gift card from Subway, great Shirley. Answers. Great answers.
Okay.
Good show, Shirley.
There's at least
thank
one other
much.
I'm thinking about
Hi,
right
Dave.
Now. Give
good
you.
To hear you.
Hey, good to hear you too. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for calling in. Thank you very much, Shirley,
thank
for calling
you.
In. Great answer.
All right,
okay.
Shirley, hold thank on you. One moment. All right, don't hang up.
Don't hang okay. up. Give your address. Can I say
Anthony? Okay. What do you think, Anthony and Jason?
What do you think? See, the audience come up with the six so far, six movies.
That's not bad.
But, you know, the coolest thing is we've got these award-winning directors and producers that are here on our show that are actually putting out movies that are not people faking blind people. They're real blind people that are in the movies.
Dave, one second.
That's progress.
But anybody out there, can they think about there was a soldier movie that came home blind?
Oh, wow.
Big movie. That's what I was thinking about. I just saw it a couple weeks ago. It's been on many, many times. The movie was made in the 50s. About a soldier that turned blind and he didn't want to live and he wouldn't meet his girlfriend.
That's all your time, the 1950s there.
The big movie.
Old timer.
The movie was made in the 50s, the early 60s. But it was a big, big movie.
I got one.
What's
all
it
right.
Called?
Let us know. What do you think?
All right. I got one for you guys.
Okay.
I just remembered it. I had to look up the name, but I remembered. It was with Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor.
Oh, you stole
mine. See no evil, hear no evil.
Ah!
I didn't text him, but I had it written in my paper right now.
See, that's why you guys are a great team, too.
That's not the one I was thinking about.
You don't want to give him another name?
Oh, but I love Richard Pryor, too, so I know that one.
I literally had it on my paper here.
Hey, Chris, anybody else call in?
See, that just shows, guys. I mean, between Jason's creative writing and Anthony's improv stuff, and then you guys having the same info on a movie. I mean, it shows right there.
I'll give you the answer. For
that's why
about.
You're that's
the
why you're tops.
What I was talking about was called The Proud Marine.
Proud Marine.
Never heard of it.
Neither. I'm gonna have to check it out.
Nobody heard of it.
It's a big movie.
Michael, I don't know, buddy.
We actually...
I think so.
It was just on...
You know, everybody has to go look it up.
I know. Now I'm going to check it out later just to see what you... Yep. Make sure you're not crazy. You're not giving me a hard time here.
There's actually a silent film that we included in the documentary called Orphans of the Storm.
Silent.
No, this was on...
Really?
Yeah.
Ted Turner's show, Old Movies.
Actually, that might be one of the first movies about blind people. If it was a silent movie.
This was not a silent movie. I heard it.
21 Orphans of the Storm.
Interesting.
Directed by D.W. Griffith.
It didn't have a whole lot of video description, though. I have a feeling.
No.
No video description included on that one.
No, not at all.
Yeah. See, we're moving ahead. Things are starting to catch up a little bit.
It was the Gish sisters. It was Dorothy Gish was playing a blind woman who was taken by the plague.
Dorothy Gish. All right, you've got me beat there, buddy. But that's why you're a professional, and I'm just a wannabe. So.
I have a question for you fellas. Has there ever been a big movie out using a real blind person?
I'm sure there has been.
I'm not talking. I'm talking about as the main character,
yes,
as the main blind person.
Okay, I'm gonna have to research it, buddy. I don't know.
Like Jamie Foxx did with Ray Charles.
Right.
I played this proud Marine.
Yeah. Well, aside from a not documentaries included.
I'm
yeah.
starting to get inspired here, Jason. I think we have to write a movie for. For a blind actress.
Right, right, exactly.
I'm very inspired. I'm like,
well, I know there was a big movie out where three soldiers came home from the war. I don't know the name of the movie. I forgot it already. Three soldiers came home from the war, and one lost his limbs, and he was a real person in the movie.
Oh, wow.
He was in the whole movie. He was in the whole movie, and he was alive, a new actor, and he had no limbs. He lost his life in the war. Lost his arms.
I have a feeling he got stuck in just very specific parts, though, unfortunately. But
no, he wasn't in the part. But I'm saying he was in the whole movie.
Yeah, which is good.
He wasn't a sub-character. I mean, he was part of the movie.
I mean, like, you know, there's tons of blind musicians, of course, which I'm proud to be one of. But I mean, the as far as movies, you just don't hear about it too much. Of course, it's a very close knit, very tricky business to get into. Anyway, as you guys know, I mean, just from the documentary side, it's not the easiest thing. So,
well, fellas, we're gonna have to have you back. Okay, plan next month to come back. Well.
Definitely.
Then we'll give you a date and hope you can come back.
Okay, so Straight Canvas.
Well, that part two.
Yep.
StraightCanvas.com. Okay.
Twitter, it would be at Straight Canvas, and we're still working on the website. It's not ready yet. But
you know what? You guys are almost enough to get me involved in Twitter. I haven't done that yet, and so you might have just forced my hand. So just because of you, fellas. So thanks for all you do.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you for coming on, and thank you for all that you do. And be well. And
wait. Before you go, I was trying to handle all the other business over here. I wanted to get in. I don't know if anybody said it or not. I think it's See No Evil, Hear No Evil with Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder.
It. Yep. Yeah, he said it.
Okay.
It was said.
We're all on the same page.
Okay, and then listen, congratulations to the both of you on a job well done for your aspirations. It's tough out here as a video photographer, as a videographer, and even as an editor. Do you guys edit as well?
Yes.
Okay. They do it all. Are you kidding?
We're a two-man band.
Okay.
So, oh, hey, listen,
I do video production and I edit as well, and I sit back sometime and wonder what can I do and what can I create to make something happen.
You always got something happening there, Chris.
I know. So great job, fellas.
Daredevil. What about Daredevil?
Oh yeah, that's right, Daredevil.
How could we have forgotten Ben Affleck? She didn't call in, but.
You left that joke wide open, but I'm not going to take it.
Come on. I'm just dangling it right in front of you, seeing what you're made of there. No, you guys are great, and thanks for being such good sports, because like I say, I know this is I do an interview, not necessarily the norm, but I like to hear about what you guys do on the side, and that's just as interesting as the movie. So
we'll have you back.
Thanks for everything. And
hey,
we'll keep in touch.
One last question. I have Eugene on the phone line, and he wants to know what was the name of the movie that was cut down an hour.
It's We're Ordinary People.
Ordinary People, that's right. Okay.
We're ordinary people.
We're ordinary pastors.
Like we apostrophe R-E, right? We are ordinary people. Right. Mm-hmm. And in what little bit I caught on YouTube already, I thought was really interesting. And it's a really well done movie to begin with. But then some of these guys, you might already know, some of the folks listening might know these guys from NFB because they are activists, which I've got a part of me is kind of that likes the activist side. As you might guess, you know. So that's why I was so excited to have you guys on. So you're awesome. Keep up the good work, and please feel free to write to Michael, and I'm going to get your contact info so I can at least drop you a line and hopefully keep in touch and find out all the cool stuff you're doing.
Absolutely. We'll have you back at part two. Thank you very much, fellas.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
Thank you for having us.
Bye. Thanks, Jason, Anthony. Wow, that was cool.
And listen, folks, anybody can think up who did the Proud Marine. That's what I want to hear. Who did the Proud Marine? Blind, talking about a blind soldier. Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. I'm right back with the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't do whatever.